Well, we welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking about Measure V this weekend, a parcel tax that will go before voters this summer. During the first segment, we heard from Liz Peterson with the County Administrator's Office about the history of the measure and how it would work. We're now going to hear about the nuts and bolts of the election itself. We're pleased to be joined on the telephone by Debbie Bautista, Tuolumne County's Clerk and Auditor Controller. Debbie, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, BJ, for getting the information out to the voters. I really appreciate that.
So first off, Measure V, the special election, when exactly will it take place?
The election is going to be on Tuesday, June 8th. However, this is an all-mail, M-A-I-L, election, so voters will be receiving their ballots. We are going to try and get them out a little early, but they should be mailed no later than Monday, May 10th. We're going to hopefully try to get them out the Friday before. And the voter can then vote on the ballot and send it back to us. There's only one measure on the ballot. Do you support the tax or do you not support the tax? We will have all of our 8 drop-off boxes available from that Monday on for voters to drop off their ballots. The only in-person area that a voter can go to vote if they want to vote in person would be our office, the elections office, 2 South Green Street. They can come into our office anywhere from 8 o'clock on Monday, June, or anytime on Monday, May 10th, all the way up till 8 o'clock at night on Tuesday, June 8th, and they can vote in person. People can drop off their ballots here. They can drop off their ballots at the 8 drop-off boxes that we have put in place.
And do ballots go out to all voters in Tuolumne County?
No, you have to be a voter in the fire authority area. So, for example, Twainhart, did not join the authority, so the voters in Twainhart will not be receiving a ballot, but the majority of the 35,000 voters in Tuolumne County will be receiving a ballot. I think there's about 33,000 of the 35 is going to get ballots.
So you mentioned those drop boxes and other ways to get your ballot back to the election office once it comes out. You know, if you want to just drop it in the mail and return it that way, does it have to just be postmarked by the day of the election?
Correct. It has to be postmarked by June 8th, and also we have to receive it no later than Friday at 5 p.m. June 11th. This does not have the extension that the November election had. It's not 21 days. It's only 3 days. So we highly recommend if you're voting on June 8th that you either hit one of the drop-off boxes or you bring it into us. Because if we don't have it by Friday, we will not be able to count your ballot.
During the last general election, there was, you know, voting documents sent out ahead of time that had arguments of support and opposition. Does that type of thing happen with a special election like this?
Yes, it does. But there was only arguments in favor. So in the pamphlet that the voter will receive, they will receive the measure itself. They will receive the argument in favor. They will receive the county council's analysis of the measure from a legal standpoint. They will receive an impartial financial statement from me about what the measure will do, and those are the informations plus going to meetings if they have some that the voters will have to use to get themselves educated on the measure.
So to pass a parcel tax like this, does it require a simple majority or does it have to have a supermajority of voters?
It's a supermajority, so it's 2/3.
You know, how long would you anticipate it'll take to have the results following Election Day?
I don't believe it will be really long unless it's a really, really, really close election. We'll probably try and do what we normally do on any election and process everything that we received up till about noon on Tuesday so we have the results. What will be a little bit different is I'm not anticipating there'll be more than one report on Tuesday night. And then it will just be how many ballots are outstanding that the votes or that the drop-off boxes brought in, because we'll still have people coming at 8 o'clock closing the drop-off boxes and bringing the ballots to us. We just don't have time to process them that Tuesday night. You know, is that, pick a number, is that 300 ballots and the margin's 1,200? Is it 12,000? Not, that wouldn't be high that high. If it was 1,200 ballots and the margin is only 100, you know, we are going to work as fast as we can to get it done, to certify, because it's only one measure, won't take us, certification usually takes us a couple days. I don't anticipate that this will take us more than a half a day. It's, you know, yes or no. There is no candidates. There isn't a lot of reconciliation because it's a yes or no measure. It's either yes or it's no.
Do you have any way to project what you anticipate voter turnout to be for a special election like this?
With the information getting out there and using some social media, which I believe that the authority will do, we'll also use our web page. Again, we'll be neutral, but we'll be getting the information out to the voters, you know, where the drop-off box is, the timing of it. I'm hoping that since it's fairly simple, either you're in favor of it or you're not, that the voters will vote early and get the ballots into us early so that we don't have, you know, normally we have anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 ballots at the end of Tuesday night that we haven't counted. I'd like that number to be, you know, in the low hundreds so that we will know where we're at. Now, whether that's possible or not, if everybody brings their ballot in on Tuesday, June 8th, we will not be able to process all of them by the reading at 8 o'clock.
Well, Debbie Bautista, we appreciate your time. Anything else you'd like to add ahead of this upcoming special election?
No, but just exercise your right to vote, do your homework, and vote your conscience.
And we need to take one more break on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We've been talking with Debbie Bautista, Tuolumne County Clerk and Auditor Controller. During the next segment, we'll be joined by a local fire captain representing the Tuolumne Fire Authority. We'll be speaking with Mark Ferreira. He's going to give us an overview of the state of fire funding in Tuolumne County. And that's coming up on our final segment in just a minute.